Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you of the uninvited guests we let into our homes. First, Hizama, the rooster in the pot. Next, Hosobaba, the cycloptic horned monster. After that, Hoyao Kamui, the winged shark. And finally, Ikenya no Yoju, the house invader. So, let's get started. Season 13, Episode 2, Strangers in Your Home. Hizama, the rooster in the pot. In the island of Okinoerabu, the Hizama is the most fearsome deity on the island. With wings of molted tone, it presents the crest of a chicken with red cheeks. They are believed to take possession of empty bottles and cauldrons to live in. It is said when there is a Hizama in your house, you must call a Yuta, a type of priestess, to perform an expulsion ritual in order to get rid of the creature. Hosobaba, the cycloptic horned monster. During the beginning of the Bunka era, from 1804 to 1818, in a village called Osu, a series of smallpox propagated, causing countless deaths. This epidemic lasted a while until a rumor began to spread that this smallpox infestation was caused by a yokai called Hosobaba, a cycloptic cow-like monster with a fire-breathing belt made of skulls. Villagers waited in a cemetery to finally face the monster until it finally appeared in the middle of the night. The villagers tried to chase after it, but it disappeared in the middle of the cemetery. Hayoi Kamui, the winged shark. In many legends of the Ainu people, they worshipped a winged god that was considered to be the king of lakes. The Hoyao Kamui is said to be a fish or shark-like monster, and people used to believe that this sea monster hated cold waters and preferred warmer temperatures. According to the legends of the Hidaku region, the lakes are inhabited by a lot of fish-like deities such as the Hoyao Kamui. Ikenya no Yoju, the house invaders. There was once a house where every midnight a strange hairy creature would appear without warning, and it would be crawling on one of the house beams. This would happen every night when everyone was asleep. On one particular night, the lady of the house woke up and saw two strange hairy simian-like beasts walking on the beams of the roof. Thank you for joining me for Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!